Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. Jesus is the greatest example of what it means to love others and not live a selfish life. And as Christians, we're destined to be molded into the image of Jesus Christ. The scriptures show us that Jesus gave everything when he demonstrated his love for us, and we are to follow his example. God is faithful to give us his love, grace, and wisdom to reach out and be a blessing to others. And when we do, we end up receiving more joy and peace than we had before. We all have room to grow in our relationship with God, and learning how to reach out to others is a big part of that process. Make it your business to regularly reach out to people around you, encouraging them and meeting their needs as you are able to. In today's sermon titled, God Wants to Help People Through You, Evangelist Paul Acqua helps you to discover that serving God by helping others is the most wonderful thing you can do.
Will you work with God to fulfill his purpose on this earth? There are people he wants to help, but he can only do so through you and me. We are the hands and feet of Jesus in people's lives. It's time for action. It's time for you and me to show generosity. It's time to help people, to encourage and to comfort others. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 11 verse 25 that the generous soul will be made rich, and he who waters will also be watered himself. So obviously God is generous. We all know that. He is the embodiment of every characteristic that we can pull out of generosity. And accepting him into our hearts, we get to pursue the same characteristics. We need to know the generosity of God and learn how to express that generosity. So today I want to remind you that you have a generous God whose heart is for you. So be encouraged today that God is generous, and having him in our hearts, we have his character. We become more and more like him so we can be generous to others. God has been so generous to us, and so we must have the same willingness to be generous. My friend, let your generosity bless others as God has blessed you. So often we are the ones who want to receive. It's all about us. Just be generous to people. Be a conduit of God's generosity. So remember, the generous soul will be made rich, and he who waters will also be watered himself. Proverbs 11:25. You see, people don't understand how the kingdom of God works. In the kingdom of God, you will never have more than what you keep, but you will always have more when you give. That's the key. You will always have more when you give. And that doesn't make sense to a lot of people. A lot of people, this doesn't make sense to them. How can that be, that you will never have more than what you keep, but you will always have more when you give? You must understand that God's hands are bigger than yours. It's so important to understand that. For example, the Bible says in Malachi 3:10 that bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. Test me in this, says the Lord Almighty, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that there would not be room enough to store it. That's Malachi 3:10. So God is saying his hands are bigger than yours. The same Bible says, give and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over will be poured into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. You see, so you can gain more as you give. The Bible continues to encourage us to be generous. The Apostle Paul, writing to the Corinthian church, said in 2 Corinthians chapter 9 that, remember this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver, and God is able to bless you abundantly, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. As it is written, they have freely scattered their gifts to the poor. Their righteousness endured forever. Let me repeat that verse 9. As it is written, they have freely scattered their gifts to the poor. Their righteousness endured forever. You see, so the reason why a generous person prospers is because a generous heart is a heart that God can trust with his resources. God gives us resources to be conduits to his grace and to refresh others through us. The key to prospering is falling out of love with money and falling in love with the people who need it. It's so important. The verse 10 says, now he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will also supply and increase your store of seed and will enlarge the harvest of your righteousness. You will be enriched in every way so that you can be generous on every occasion, and through us, your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God. Hallelujah. So, friend, it's more blessed to give than to receive. How can you practice generosity today? You can be generous with your time. You can be generous with your resources. You can be generous with your wisdom. There are so many ways you can be practicing generosity today. So I pray that God will help us to have the same willingness to be generous, because he has been generous to us, and to let our generosity bless others as he has blessed us, in Jesus' name. God is going to help people through you and me. So reach out to the needy. The Bible describes the woman of Proverbs chapter 31 like this. She extends her hand to the poor. Yes, she reaches out her hands to the needy. Incredible. Proverbs chapter 31 verse 20. So the scripture is straightforward here. We know what's going on here. This is the woman who cares about the needy and the poor. There are a couple of things to look up here. One is her proximity. You cannot reach out your hand to someone who is not near, because the Bible says she extends her hand to the poor. Yes, she reaches out her hands to the needy. So proximity is so important, because you cannot reach out your hand to someone who is not near. We sometimes think that's the last step, but the first step is being in proximity to the needy and to the poor, and how God might call us to that in each of our lives. And then she opens her hands to share what she has, to reach and be intentional about offering it to the poor and to the needy. So we have proximity and intentionality, and that's something that the Lord expects of us. It's something that is part of the Proverbs 31 woman, but it's really a call to all of us. It is indeed. And so here we have to use proximity and intentionality as a way to follow through on what looks like righteousness and what looks like faithfulness in the kingdom of God, to extend our hands to the needy and help them. We can make our lives positively impact others through the way we care for hurting people, through the way we care for the needy, through the way we thoughtfully lead and creatively serve others, through tirelessly providing for the needy. We thank God for the people he has placed in our lives that encourage us and model their lives after God. We thank God for their hearts of service and leadership and the way they shape those around us. Remember, God wants to help people through us, and you'll be surprised that we can be comforters. Be a comforter to somebody today. God is our comforter. He offers us mercy and brings us back into a relationship with him. and He has equipped you and me to be a comforter to others, we have to do so as well. He has given us the strength to offer mercy and comfort as He has done for us. Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verses 3 and 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verses 3 and 4. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. Incredible. So you must be a comforter. I must be a comforter. You know what that means. You are to be a conduit of kindness. Listen to the words of Jesus. Blessed are those who mourn, and they shall be comforted. When God comforts you, it's your job to now be able to comfort someone else. Because what we sometimes do is we hold on to things instead of remembering to help others who are in need. God sees those who mourn. God wants to help people, and He wants to comfort them through us. God comforts us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. Hallelujah. We lean to our selfishness. We sometimes forget to walk in the grace and mercy of Jesus Christ. We need to be thankful for God being comfort to us. We need to be a comfort to someone else. Your thankfulness is not just in words, but you are thankful in action. You are a conduit of kindness. Do something today to be a conduit of kindness. We are to bring healing to people's hearts when they grieve and to comfort those who are in any trouble. Give hope to those feeling hopeless and strength to anyone feeling overwhelmed. Show them how close God is in the midst of their grief and troubles. Do that today. Make sure you do so, because we are here to help, and God has equipped us to do so. God sees you in your grief. God knows your tears. God is with us. He wraps His love around us. In our darkest night, God gives us hope, but He wants us to be the same for others. Remember, God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. So you can be comforted today when you experience sorrow. When you mourn, God will comfort you, but you must also be a conduit of comfort for others. And I know the Holy Spirit will help you to do so today. And if you have not received Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, now is the time to do so. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, "Dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered the judgment of all my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead and He is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to You. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank You for saving me. Amen."
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer requests, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is All Ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.